Thank you, Frank. The city of Bend will likely have to pay more than anticipated for design work on an upgrade to the city's wastewater treatment plant. Inaccurate budget projections mean the city could pay as much as $2.2 million more than anticipated. That's more than double the initial budget figure. The city will have to shift money from the construction phase in order to make up the shortfall, and that means customers could see a rate increase. The city council wants to hear explanations before authorizing the additional expense. That discussion will take place at their regular Wednesday meeting. It's a very busy time of year for local tire businesses. As of today, studs are legal in Oregon, and many drivers are getting ready for winter driving. The owner of Nelson Tire Factory in Bend says they see about twice the normal number of customers on the first day of legal studded tires.
It's always a very busy time of year. We're busy putting people who have studless tires on, a few ones that have studded tires on that are, you know, taking them home, taking the cars home, be out of town type thing, and, you know, doing a lot of chain fitments and just generally getting cars ready for the wintertime.
Bob Burke says they see 4 to 5 times the normal business when the first big snowstorm hits, so if you want to beat the crowds, it's better to get in early. As far as the debate over studded tires, he believes the studs make good sense for our area and the lives they save outweigh the damage done to the roads and highways. Oregon State Police released the name of the 17-year-old girl killed Sunday in a head-on collision near Madras. The victim is Olivia Jean Maucus of Bend. She was driving a 1990 Geo Prism and drifted onto the shoulder, then overcorrected and hit a van head-on. Her passenger, Lomeli Karen Ruiz, also 17 years old, was injured and taken to Mountain View Hospital. Police say she was released from the hospital Sunday night. Both are students at Bend High School. Many teen drivers are involved in accidents because they lack driving experience, so says Steve Esselstyn with the Bend Police Department. He says there are too many distractions for them that can lead to trouble.
They've got to remember that the driver has only one thing to do, and that's drive, not to change CDs, not to eat, and that's for adult drivers as well. But unfortunately, teens don't have that experience yet.
Esselstyn was yesterday's guest on KBND's Your Town. Well, if you're ready to hit the slopes, you might want to check out the annual Ski Fever and Snowboard Show first. Some 400 booths will be set up this weekend at the Portland Expo Center. Ski and snowboard makers will be there along with retailers and resorts. They'll offer huge discounts. The show runs Friday through Sunday. The price of gasoline continues to decline.
Our national average drops a penny this week down to $3.44, and Oregon statewide average drops 2 cents to $3.77.
That's Marie Dodds at AAA. She says diesel has dropped a penny to $4.06 a gallon. The price of crude oil has increased recently. However, because refineries have switched to the cheaper winter blends of gasoline, prices should remain stable. The average price in Bend this morning is about $3.72. Probably going to cost you less to heat your home this year. Northwest Natural Gas Company is reducing rates starting today. Average Oregon customers will save about $3 during the peak heating season in January. Cascade Natural Gas customers will also see about a 7% drop in their bill every month. Oregonians, raise your glass. The Brewers Association ranks the state number 2 on its annual brewery per capita list. Oregon has 121 breweries, or one for roughly every 31,600 residents. Vermont topped the list. California has the most breweries overall with 245. North Dakota on the low end of the scale with 1. Former State Representative Judy Stiegler says she'll seek appointment to the Deschutes County Circuit Court. She hopes to replace Stephen Tickton, who's retiring. Stiegler said earlier that she would either seek the appointment or run for election, but not both. Deputy District Attorney Beth Bagley is the only other person to publicly express interest in the appointment, which will be made by Governor John Kitzhaber. It's probably going to cost you less to heat your home this year. Northwest Natural Gas is reducing rates starting today. Average customers will save about $3 during the peak heating season in January. And a new report by the March of Dimes ranks Oregon as the second lowest in the U.S. when it comes to the rate of premature births. The report shows Oregon with a premature birth rate of 9.8%, with only Vermont at a lower rate, 9.6%. Oregon's preemie rate reached a high of 10.3% in 2006. The national rate was 12.2% in 2009, the most recent year of nationwide data available. For these stories and more, you can check us out online anytime at KBND.com. And, of course, we get you instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes up this morning at 7:05. Lori Robb will join us for that one. We'll talk a little bit more about Judy Stiegler's drive to seek the appointment to the bench. And it's cold, cold, cold out there. The city of Bend has declared a cold emergency. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.